The following is a Castwave Studios production.
I'm your captain, Sean Holmes.
First Officer Brian Massey.
I'm not on the mic. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm your red shirt. The Prime Directive. We're doing, we're reviewing every episode of Star Trek ever made, ever. This one's Charlie X, everybody.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
That's Ensign Cullen, by the way. We'll do it live.
All right, welcome to the Prime Directive, everybody. obviously, we have Colin here.
Yeah.
And we kind of goofed up the intro, but whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. That's the way we do it at Castaway Studios. Third episode.
I think he was going for the nerd voice, is what he was going for.
But I thought that was very obvious.
I came to a Star Trek podcast, and I thought it was going to be a bunch of guys talking like this.
No, Sean, you don't know what you know.
You got any funnies?
Bring down some Mountain Dew. Thanks, Miss Hobbs.
In a minute, honey.
So, yeah, she'll be back.
I brought pizza and wash for her.
And our audience hates us now.
That's totally not true, Hal.
That's not the way it works anymore, dude.
Almost
God.
All of it. All right, just really getting to the main news. I started this podcast after, obviously after Star Wars. So, it was amazing. And we know about that. But as Colin is... brought a Star Wars shirt to the Star Trek podcast.
But it's
a side cut view of the Millennium Falcon, which I can totally appreciate.
I was looking for my freaking my science officer shirt, and I just couldn't find it. But I was gonna wear it here.
Oh, you two are totally adorable
by
when you wear the matching T-shirts.
Yeah, Krilling Engineering Corporation.
Yeah, I actually got this for Christmas from my brother and my sister-in-law. Yeah.
This spaceship's brought to you by Earth Engineering Corporation.
Earth.
Earth. Welcome to Earth.
I think the reason why we bring that up is because before we saw the movie, one of the trailers that was shown was the trailer for Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah. Okay, the guy who does this particular is Justin Lin. Justin Lin, right?
I believe so.
Yeah,
the director of Fast Seven or Furious Seven or whatever.
All the Fast Five movies.
Mm.
Fast Five sounds like a hand job. I mean,
was it Fast Five, Fast Six, Furious Seven?
Yeah.
I'll give you a Fast Five.
Yeah, I mean the trailer looked just
awful.
It looked
awful.
Like, why use the song from the first movie? That's like.
You know what, man? I don't get it. Like, I don't get why Beastie Boys is so integral to Star Trek.
It's not. I don't remember them using it in the second film, did they?
No, but they used it in the first movie.
Yeah, for like
Sabotage.
30 seconds.
And it's like, I guess, what's funny for me is I have to wonder, in the future, is the music that we grew up with going to be seen in the same regard as, like 200 years from now? Because go back 100 years, I don't want to listen to the Charleston. I don't want to listen to
Charleston, riding hell.
There's very little popular music from like the 1910s that I care about, so I don't know.
At least they got most of the original cast in. I mean,
who'd they leave out?
Well, Leonard, but that's.
Well,
not his
I
role.
Mean, you know.
Wait, you mean
he's kind of busy being dead.
He's in a different universe.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did I miss something?
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, you know, Spock showed up.
Oh, man, I didn't want you to break down.
Colin, I know it was a slow news day, but I got to tell you something, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know he's dead. Yeah. No, at first when you said you got the whole original cast back, I thought you meant, like, wait, are they getting fucking Kurt, are they getting fucking William Shatner and Michelle Nichols?
Shatson's not going to appear in this one. It's mostly right, everybody.
That's what
it's
I thought
mostly
you meant.
Just the,
like,
the young guns.
Like, I know they brought back, what's his name, Chris Pine?
Yeah, Chris Pine.
They brought back Chris
Pine.
All the
cast from the original, like, this new...
Can we please stop calling it the original?
Okay, fine.
The remake.
The reboot. All the rebooty cast is going to be there.
Thank you. That's much better.
So,
the original reboot.
Yeah. The original reboot.
And Carl Urban is still not.
It's nowadays Hollywood. It's that's the original.
Yeah. and by the way, Carl Urban is still not in Dread 2, which pisses me the fuck off. But hey, at least he's still in Star Trek.
But no, anyway, there's actually going to be a Dread TV series.
I thought that was an April Fool's thing.
Mr. Justin Lin's filmography is Fast and Furious 6, Fast 5.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Ooh, wow! So
and
it's
the reboot Fast. So the fourth one
and. Fast and Furious, and the Furious, Tokyo Drift.
So he's got a very diverse portfolio, you would say.
So he directed 3, 4, 5, 6, and the last one, right?
He's executive producing the Highlander. They just announced it.
Oh, what? The Highlander reboot? Yeah.
I thought that was, like, dead.
No. Nope. Yeah, and he also, yeah.
No, much like the Highlander himself, this keeps coming back.
Well
his directing credits go beyond,
can I ask you a question?
But here's the thing. He directed something, a TV episode of Community, which was Modern Warfare.
Was it in the first two seasons?
Yeah.
Wait, Modern Warfare, is that the paintball episode?
Yes.
The original paintball episode?
Justin Lin directed that episode.
Oh, okay. Oh, snap.
I thought
was actually my favorite episode of Community.
Exactly. I mean, it looks crappy. I think they just gave way too much money to the overall scene company, but it looks shitty, but
yeah, I mean,
we could be pleasantly surprised.
There's some interesting things going on in the trailer, don't get me wrong. Like, for instance, it looks like the Enterprise gets completely fucked in this movie.
Dude, no offense, but the Enterprise got straight up fucked every other movie.
Yeah.
I don't, like, that's not new.
So I'm wondering.
Not new at all.
One of the things I wonder in this universe is, like, you know, we're focusing on the original series and, like, this completely new continuity. Like, what would the Enterprise D look like in this timeline? Like, how advanced would that look?
We're not going to get that far in there.
Yeah, I know, but I just can't help but imagine, like, it's got to look awesome.
I know, Brian, that out of all the ships and out of everything that you desire, all you want...
Is the D.
Is the D.
God damn it, I set myself up for that one, didn't
Yeah, you did. Brian does love himself the D.
He loves the D.
He loves the D.
The finest sheep in the fleet.
I mean, okay, so you guys, actually, before we started recording this episode, you guys were like... we're going to cede the floor to you and let you pick, you know, a topic to talk about on the first
half. And then you're just sitting there with, like, a Star Wars shirt going to be like,
No. Okay, so I actually was thinking about it just now.
Okay.
All right, so far you guys are just talking about the original series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something I was wondering. Once you guys complete the original series lineup, are you going to move on to Next Gen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Deep Space Nine?
Yes.
Every episode.
Ever
on that's for TV.
I've already signed the contract in my blood, so it's
That's why I'm taking my time with this.
Okay, yeah. No. Okay.
That's why we do like two episodes at a time when you guys come over here.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Okay, so and we're not newcomers to Star Trek. I think all of us have seen at least a majority of the original series, Next Gen, the films.
Majority of Next Gen was my biggest thing.
Okay, so let's talk favorite Star Trek-related property. It can be television, film, game, whatever.
Mm.
All right, so let's start with Brian. Brian, what's your favorite Star Trek-related thing?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I would have to say, in terms of just overall enjoyment... Mm-hmm. It's tied for second for me. I absolutely love going back to Wrath of Khan,
mm-hmm.
and I absolutely love going back to Next Gen. Specifically, any time that they would bring on an older cast member from, like, the original series, or they did some kind of crazy episode where they were messing around with the formula. Like, for instance, and people are going to kill me, but I can't remember the name of it, the episode with Picard's flute. Like, you know, the kind of...
He was always playing that fucking recorder. God damn it.
Make it so. I don't know. There was just...
Sorry. Yeah, I don't remember what...
Shiloh, asshole, not Guy Blow.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
But yeah, no, just stuff like that where, like, you really have to, like, think about it and go, like, oh, wow, like, how would I react to that situation? Like, because that was an episode where, like, he relives an entire lifeline, you know, like, an entire timeline in that episode.
Oh, is that the one with Q where he was...
No, Q's not in it. It's the one where, like, there's that, like, orbiting thing outside, and they send this thing, and it, like, kind of knocks out Picard. Yeah. And so he's out for like an hour, but he lives an entire life on this planet.
Yeah, there's a few. I mean,
and they were wanting to get his story, their story to him.
No,
or yeah, somebody.
I was gonna say, no offense. There's a lot of episodes where Picard leads an alternate life. I mean, it's they do that at least 6 or 7 times in that show.
Yeah, fair enough. But like, you know, at the end, he knows that song because it stuck with him, and it's just, I don't know, it's stuff like that. That's why I'm like, yeah, Star Trek. It's like. Yeah.
Yeah, Star Trek. Fuck yeah. All right, so Sean.
Well, specifically, and you said property, so...
yeah, it could be film, television series, whatever.
I mean, just the spaceship, the original spaceship for...
The NCC-1701.
The NCC-1701, correct.
No bloody A, B, C, or D.
No, the original.
The original...
Enterprise.
One, and I'm saying this because my dad used to have it was like a model of it, but it hung. It was a bar. It was a thin metal bar that hung overhead, and you hooked on the ship on it, and it just kind of floated there in mid space. And there was a little button, and every time you'd hit it, that would go off, and then it'll be like
that's
space,
so fucking
the
cool.
Final frontier.
Was that
and like
then, a mobile like, or
these
something?
Are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise where no man has gone before. And then I'm just like, dude, that's so cool. That is so cool. So I just kept on hitting this darn thing and just like having it repeat over and over and over again. And
I mean, I just love that whistle.
And then I was just like, yeah, no, I'll do it again for you.
It's a boatswain whistle.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And I also have, yeah, that one.
What was that?
Working. So what am I doing on Monday? Working. I'm working.
Me too.
Yeah, same. Me three. No, yeah. I actually.
So, but anyway, like I was saying, like I don't know how that particular ship, that it was in a tangible form, and then my dad introduced me to Star Trek. It really just grasped my imagination. Yeah. I think yeah, just the original series in general.
Have you seen the they actually have the original model at the Smithsonian? Have you seen it yet? Like they have the original TV used model. That's like
I think the last
it's huge,
time
just like the size of this room.
I mean, I think the last time I went to the Smithsonian
Wait, which Smithsonian? The Art and Space? Air and Space?
It's the I think it's the Aerospace or the one. It's the one that has Judy Garland's red slippers from Wizard of Oz in it too. And
I haven't seen that.
The last time you, because I remember I was with you. The last time we were at the Smithsonian was for
Art of Video Games,
like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, you know what?
Went to see that.
Had to have been more than that.
I think because we're going to that video game thing at the Smithsonian next week, we could probably go check it out too.
Well, that's at the American Art Museum, so I don't know if that's there,
Fair enough.
If it is, I totally want to take a picture of
it.
Yeah,
we just go down the street, really.
Yeah, because that thing is huge, dude. It's like, it's
fucking
really cool.
Huge.
And like, it was funny because I was actually bringing it up to somebody. I was like, if I win the Powerball, because it's like $900 million right now or something, it's like the first thing I'm going to buy is that from the Smithsonian. They're going to be like, sir, this is an installment. I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of my money. You know,
$1 billion.
How many zeros do you want it for?
That's a lot of zeros, sir. I know, sir.
But there's no digits after before or after them, so it means I'm giving you nothing. I would say the original series. I mean, I mean personally, my first ever, it was Next Gen that really hooked me in.
Yeah. Mm.
So, but yeah, I'm gonna have to say the spaceships. It's just that's the property. I like spaceships.
Mm.
Spaceship. Yeah.
Hmm.
What about you? What about you? Answer your own question.
It's a tough one. because there's so many iterations of Star Trek and there's so many different things. Like, I could always say that my favorite comedic moment was the episode where Picard gets tortured and he's told, oh, the Enterprise has been blown up, everything is for naught. And then they, like, tell Picard, oh, no, he's lying and we're here to take you away because he's being a fucking asshole. And he's like, full arts! That part always cracked me the goddamn hell up. But I think really if a push came down to shove, I'd have to say my favorite Star Trek-related property is Wrath of Khan, because that movie is both equal parts awesome and hilariously awful. Like, I love... So I also
it's not,
love...
It's not as bad as Five, but it...
From Hell's Heart,
but it's,
I stab at thee.
I also love the fact... I mean, there's so many things if you go back and read, like... You know, production, like the production interviews and stuff like that. Like, Montalban was wearing the fake chest with the scar on it. Like, they literally had, like, they had, was it? They, the director made, Kirk do, like 100 takes, and he would only use, like, the loopiest ones.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, so like it's like he had to do that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I was like, maybe not the loopiest ones. No, it was the ones that like finally he just used them at the end when like Kirk was just when Shatner was just worn the fuck out.
So basically,
but those are the ones that came off like the most muted.
So basically, right. The ones like how that one director did Geely. It's just like, okay, we're gonna do 100 takes of this, and we're gonna use the one that just has no human in it whatsoever. Like,
yeah, except when they did it, it was intentional.
Yeah.
When the director Geely did it, it was unintentional.
Mm, yeah.
You know, because Geely was just a piece of shit.
Yeah. Alrighty. So now that you're pretty much wrapped up with that.
Oh, sorry.
We're gonna go with a break. Brian's, I don't know what he's drawing. He's drawing a large, large penis.
I'm drawing the Enterprise.
Oh. He's drawing a penis shaped like an Enterprise.
A penis shaped Enterprise.
Yeah.
The Enterprise D. Okay, and on that note, let's go on to go to break, and after that, we'll review the episode Charlie X.
He loved the D.
Hello, I'm Ronald Reagan, and Boldly Going Nowhere is brought to you by Castwave Studios Amazon page. You know, you can save up to 50% on your favorite music, movies, and more by going to Castwave Studios at Amazon. Help this show and save money at the same time. And fight the commies by bookmarking and clicking through today at castwavestudios.com/Amazon. Reagan Smash.
Okay, we're back, and
hello, mommy.
Oh, God, the commercial's still here.
Oh, my God.
Reagan loves
I need some commercials for Prime Directive. Hello. I'm making the same mistake.
I'm Ronald Reagan. I wasn't on Star Trek, but I was around at that time.
And sometimes a man's got to ramble.
Where's my Reese's Pieces? Wait, what was it that Reagan always wanted, like a bowl of?
It was Jelly Bellies.
That's right. He always.
I love my jelly beans.
He loves his jelly beans.
Mr. Reagan, what is your favorite every flavor bean?
What do you mean, Bertie Bott's every flavor bean?
Yeah. Do you approve of those?
I do. In fact, me and Margie Thatcher have a nice little trade embargo going on. We're the only Muggle country that get those on a regular basis. I do enjoy them. I enjoy the treacle flavor myself.
I think you just got Harry Potter in my Star Trek.
Don't blame me.
Well, he brought up Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was your call.
Well, yeah. It's all your fault.
All right. No. Stop.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and review... our episode. So this is episode 3. So Charlie X is the next episode in line on the Netflix queue. So that's the one we're doing.
Charlie X, as we
lovingly call it, Charlie XXX.
Because
the prequel to Project X.
Because yeah. I mean, you watch this and you just think, God, just the name alone.
Captain Kirk must learn the limits to the power. Of a 17-year-old boy with the psychic ability to create anything and destroy anyone. It does not really say what this episode is.
No.
That is, thank you, IMDb, but that is
Captain
a totally
Kirk falls
inaccurate,
in love with a 17-year-old
inaccurate
boy.
Description. I mean, one word, what would you describe this episode? We'll kick this off, Colin.
One word, and one word only?
One word only. I go up for Colin first.
Okay. That's not a word.
Dat look.
Dat look.
Visual reference in an audio podcast, but you, I guess you're safe from drinking.
I hate to admit it, but it's like...
One word, man. One word.
I was going to say retarded.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Because right, honestly, right. He's got that he's got that cross-eyed look.
All right. Dat look.
It's so fucked up.
All right, Brian, what one word?
One word.
Horny. No, no, no. Okay, I'm sorry. I take that back. Not retarded. Derp.
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 All right.
Derp works.
Derp. There's your fucking...
All right. I'll say mine while you're thinking about yours, then.
I got mine. I got mine. Horny.
That was mine. okay. All right.
I was going to say Hornysaurus X.
Hornysaurus.
Oh my god. Dude, that would
be. Do you think he's Horus?
Dude, Sean, that would make like the perfect episode.
Smack. Okay.
That should be the parentheses title for this. Derp Horny Smack.
Derp Horny
Smack. So we'll go over let's go over basically what happened here.
That is a weird fucking tagline for Rice Krispies.
So Enterprise picks up this strange kid. Mm.
An unearthly child, you might say.
An unearthly child, you might say.
These two guys from the ship kind of come up and are just like, oh yeah, no, you go, play, please, take him. In not so many words.
This kid is, I think we'll describe him, what, Tyler? I'm good. Real good.
Tyler.
Yeah.
He's special.
Special.
Tyler is wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
Imagine a prepubescent Kilgrave from Jessica Jones.
Yeah, like,
he is a creeper.
He is a creeper. I mean, he has this almost the same head as the aliens from the pilot, but like with hair.
Yeah,
and no butt.
And no, no butt head.
He almost looks like Ross from Game Grumps, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, like he's like a creepier version
like
of Ross.
He's like a creepy big-headed
Ross.
Which is
saying a lot, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, he's a creepy Ross from Grumps. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh.
So he's like being all weird to this one, the main lady there.
Yeah.
And
Yeoman something.
Yeoman Rand.
Yeah,
Yeoman Rand.
So he's an adolescent. He's suffering through his loins of being activated.
He should have just walked around this whole episode with just like, you know, just like a cone in his pants or something.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Because like
it was like
I'm talking about the actor, because like that's pretty much what it was.
I mean,
like
if I could use two words, but it's two words describing one noun: awkward boner. I think that I'm going to change mine to that.
Because it's not a no reason boner.
it's awkward boner.
Sean.
There's a reason for
it. That's this episode.
Hey, Sean. Okay, so all right, so something I want to point out here, just the best moments of this fucking episode is whenever Charles gets a little bit antsy in his pantsy, he just goes full on cross-eyed.
And he looks down.
And he's got this really derpy face.
Do you have the sound effect for that, by the way? Like whenever he does it,
I don't have that.
God. it was.
It's like this 5 seconds of music that.
Okay.
Sure. Why not? It was. No, I'm not gonna lie though. It was the fucking best. Cause all he just like literally just like.
He was just like. No. All right. So now we're gonna review like kind of the categories I have. Colin, you're
new to this. So explain to me these categories.
All right, we have a 7-tiered. We used to be 8-tiered, but I combined the two categories after a lot of review. We both said And I'll get those in the second.
Sure, sure, sure.
Which, I mean, it worked for the pilot, so.
Right, so it worked for the pilot, but, you know, it proves improvement along the show. All right, so seven categories. We have engineering,
uh-huh.
Bridge,
yeah.
Sick bay,
on board,
transporter room,
got it,
captain's quarters,
uh-huh.
Battle stations,
sure,
and aliens and aliens/hostiles. That is the category I kind of combine because usually the bad guys usually
the hostiles. Yeah,
it's usually the alien.
I get you.
We'll separate it, you know, if the
except for when the alien or sorry, except for when the villain himself is man.
Man. Could he ever taste so sweet? no. So the first engineering, and I'm going to lead it off with this sound clip.
Yeah. Computer, is there a replacement beryllium sphere on board?
Computer, is there a replacement beryllium sphere on board?
Negative. No reserve beryllium sphere exists on board.
No, we have no extra beryllium sphere on board.
You know, that is really getting annoying.
Look, I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it, okay?
All right, so...
You need to find a shorter clip for that.
I need to clip it up, but I haven't had the time. I this is not my only job, people. Anyway. So
sorry, bro. Just
sorry, bro. I'm just...
I wouldn't say it if I didn't
calling
care.
Calling you out. Shit!
You're fired.
Yeah, you're totally fired.
The Prime Directive is
a luxurious podcast.
Money. Sorry.
So right. this right, is
so
like,
explain to me.
This
right.
is special effects. So right. we're gonna grade this out of 10.
All right. So engineering is special effects.
Yes.
I mean,
out of 10.
Really? I'd have to give this episode like a 5, and that's just being generous.
Yeah.
That's being really generous.
I mean, to be fair, because for those of you who haven't seen this episode, there are only 3 real special effects in this episode.
Yeah.
One is. Was it anytime Charlie blinks somebody out of existence because he's upset with them? Yeah. It's just them in front of a green screen and there's just a simple fade out.
Yeah, it's like a 3-2-3 tiered fade out.
Basically, it's like a TARDIS fade out.
Mm-hmm.
Except it turns blue.
Yeah.
In the fade, it's like they dump the main image and then that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like a three step.
It's like a three step fade.
Yeah, and it's really awful
in today's standards. I mean to get that done, before their computers. You could give me that. But.
I mean, you know, I've been doing a lot of this judging so far based on like, okay, what's the budget that Desilu Studios had for one, and you know, two. This is 1966 through 69 that we're thinking about.
So I see why you gave it.
So
I mean, yeah, you know, I gave it a 5 because, you know, it was probably pretty fancy for its time, but still it's
really cheesy.
Like, and then like the second special effect was the alien ship. What were they called?
Thasians.
The Thasian ship was basically just a bunch of like
Thasians. They were Thasians.
It's like 8 or 9 half like blob shapes on the screen just connected into like one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then like it just glows bright green.
Yeah, it looked like Winamp like colors.
Like a Winamp skin.
It looked like a Winamp
from like 1998.
It really whips the llama's
ass. The Winamp skin. I'm going to have to go just not to steal your start, but I'm going to have to say 5. What do you think, Brian? Out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going to go
You can go lower. We're just giving. We're
oh
just
no,
being
I know.
Polite.
I'm just thinking.
What about that Wizard of Oz head?
I'm gonna go
that. Okay. I almost want to give it like a 0.5.
All right. Do you want to go 5.5? I'll give it 5.5 for 5.5 for the fart cloud Wizard of Oz head.
Star League.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
This is not how Green Lantern starts. No. God, no. I'm going to give
That's a horrible parallax.
It's not even the right fucking color.
I am fart.
No. No, the... I'm going to give
when
it...
it disappears, it's a...
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 4, actually.
All right, yeah.
Just because it was... a lot of it was very kind of lazy. Like,
So I think a 5 all around.
Like, for instance, like they do this thing where it's like Charlie, you know, gets pissed off because he loses a chess game to Spock. And he's just like, he does the dirt face like this, and then all of a sudden, and all the pieces melt, and it's so clearly like an aftershot kind of thing. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't
guess. Yeah, it was just, they just used a cut.
So,
yeah, it's not even.
it was literally like, okay, we got to shoot an episode, people. Should we do a transition?
No.
Fuck the transitions.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
We're not going to do a transition.
They'll get the gist of it.
They'll get it.
That's kind of what this episode felt like.
They'll fucking get it.
So next we're going to do the bridge. Fortunately, you know, I'll just, you know, because I don't have a sound effect for this, so I'm just going to replace it with...
The whistle will work.
I'm just going to replace it with velour. And so...
Velour.
Kiff, what's the star date? Tuesday, sir.
This is actually a pretty important topic because pretty important category because it's out of 30 points and it's for acting.
Oh.
So bridge is, you know, for acting.
The acting.
It's more of the acting is placed on the bridge anyway, so we're just going to go with acting. And that's out of 30 points. So it's kind of difficult to grade this. I'm going to go ahead and start.
Yeah, go ahead.
Very, very cheesy. Very, like, over the top. Just
she wasn't so nice. They weren't nice to me.
They didn't know about love.
They don't know about love. I can't even touch them.
Love. I want to stay.
Oh, God.
They don't know about
they can't touch me. I can't get my penis whacked.
They don't smell like you do. Like, you know.
They don't touch my penis the way you do.
It's hard to jerk it off to a discombobulated head.
Right. I'm going to go 10. And again, that's just being gracious.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 12 because that derp face,
is by far and away the best.
I have to link that because as soon as I typed in Star Trek Charlie X, his had that face popped up.
Was it the very first
dad face, man?
Yes,
it's the very first, but it was like in a row, so it was just like like all the way across the screen.
I'm gonna give it a 15 because here's the thing, out of 30, and here's why. Because yes, you know, Kirk is very schlocky. Charlie X is kind of schlocky as well. But Cardinal Sin.
Whoops.
That's all right. No, it's not boldly going nowhere.
Anyways, because
you know we're way more professional on that show.
Of course.
Yeah. Remind me to talk about the poop diver on Thursday. So
what?
Long story.
Watch Boldly Going Nowhere for more.
Yes, watch the audio podcast
with your eyeball. Yes,
stare at the screen cap. All right.
Here's the thing, though. Like Spock and Uhura and a lot of, like, even Janice Rand, especially in this episode, they really sell their characters. And yes, the acting's still kind of schlocky, but you know, you feel like Janice is like legitimately, like almost as if like
she's legitimately creeped out.
Yes,
at Fondle Boy.
Yeah. Fondle Boy. What is the secret of your power?
Penis.
No, I'm going to give it to them because, like, especially...
You know, that should just be, like, the caption for that photo. He's just cross-eyed. Penis rage!
Penis rage? Penis
punch! I have so many feelings and I don't know how to have them. Teach me how to love.
All right, so we're going... You got 15.
Yes.
10.
10. I'm giving it a 12, so I guess we're going to go with a 13.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
average at 13.
Yes, right.
All right, I'm sorry if you have triskaidekaphobia, because that's what it is. So, anyway, next is...
Fuck you and your fear of the number 13.
What are you, Jim Carrey?
Whatever. That's 23.
23, asshole.
Whatever.
All right, so...
I can't find my fucking hotel room at some places because of you.
Next, category is sick bay.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
That's actually short. Anyway, this is the death count. The count
audio? I'm sorry. Was that audio clip from Star Trek: First Contact?
No, it's from Voyager.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. That was the doctor.
That was
not the doctor, but the doctor.
That was the holodoc.
Yeah, I know. It's just, he said
that is the same actor in that one bad made for TV sci-fi movie where he says, "Where's my black dragon?"
Yeah.
So, yeah, so the more you know.
So we're doing a death count here.
So so we're doing a death count here, and we're counting how many people died. I didn't really count.
Nobody died as much
no
as they
really
just
died.
Kind of...
No. Oh, who
the
died?
The crew to the Antaeus died.
How many people were on that ship?
20.
20 people died. But we didn't see...
See, here's the fucked up thing. I cared so little about that episode, yet I remember that insanely inane, like, irrelevant fact.
And that's why we love you, Colin.
That's why we bring you on these episodes.
Yeah, right.
It was...
Definitely 20.
Yeah, it was... It was the Thursians, or whatever the fuck they are.
But since it wasn't really, like, Brian and I...
An on-screen
really,
death?
Yeah, it wasn't really an on-screen death.
Then zero.
Then we're just gonna give it a flat out zero.
Yeah, people kind of you know blinked out of existence, but they kind of pooped back in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. So on next one, we're in. Yeah, I played this earlier, but whatever. I'll just play it again. Is the transporter room, and this is basically saying there's any travel, which I don't think there's any travel in this.
It all takes place on the ship.
It's all on the ship. So there's
they're traveling to Earth Colony 5.
Yeah.
They are, but
are you talking about off-ship travel?
Off-ship travel.
Okay, so yeah, no.
Basically, when they're shore leave or they're investigating a planet, like mm-hmm.
when they get out of the damn ship.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
So we're gonna go with zero.
Big fat stinking zero.
Can we
go ahead and try and amend this then? Because we did see a lot of the ship. We did see quite a bit of. Like, you know, like, I made the manhole joke, and we saw, like...
So out of 10, so it's out of 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'll just leave it at zero. If the category is off-ship travel, then yeah, it's zero.
I mean, fair enough. I'm just saying, we did see quite a bit of the ship that you would normally not see, because it always...
Well, wouldn't that technically be constituted as engineering?
I guess.
It's special effects.
Right, they got to build props.
True.
So, I'm still leaving it at a 5, though.
I'm still living on the 5.
All right. Fine,
oh, it's
whatever.
Too late. It's We moved on.
We've moved on, Brian. Move on.
Works for me. I was just trying.
To the captain's quarters. And then this is the captain's job. And we're going to rate him out of a 10.
Rate him out of a 10.
Out of a 10.
Out of 10
possible points the captain could do his job. How did Jim Kirk do? By oiling up.
Getting sweaty.
Wrestling. Wearing like the
wrestling with the boy.
The thinnest garment Under Armour makes. And
I'd say, all right, I'll give Jim Kirk a 7.
Okay.
Pretty solid. Yeah, he was more like he tried to be a mentor, but he was kind of like, I guess I can do it.
Well, I mean, think about it, because I mean, it was really he was taking his normal fist first, talk later.
Yeah.
Attitude, which. Wasn't working like it never fucking does.
Yeah, I mean, like I think the rule of thumb here is like if you need a diplomatic solution solved,
punch it first.
No. If you need a diplomatic solution solved, go with Picard. If you need to get shit done, period, Kirk.
Yeah,
like talking's done, fisticuffs.
We are. Yeah, that's pretty much apparent in the way their styling goes. So I'm gonna vote. I'm gonna say like 6.
Yeah, he did a fine job. It's nothing to write home about, but yeah, it's definitely around that. I'll give it a 6 as well.
Oh, he's just a boy.
6.5.
Okay, so 6.5, meaning he was a marginally average captain.
Yes.
Marginally average.
He did accept
it. He earned his paycheck.
He did meh.
He did okay.
Meh out of 10.
He's going meh. Meh out of 10.
All right, so what's the next one?
So the next one is battle stations. So.
Which is basically
And what's that sound effect?
Hold on a sec. I'm a little what I have battle stations. Man, this is a terrible terrible episode. Wow. Oh, well, action. Like, you know, action.
No, zero.
Zero.
Zero. It's boring. All they fucking do.
Oh, come on. There was some tumbling.
Yeah.
There was some good sweaty tumbling.
First of all, there was Kirk tumbling and then Charlie going like, I don't want to do that.
Ow, that hurt.
Don't laugh at me.
This was not Kirk fighting Spock in the Rages of Ponfar. Okay, that's a 10, my friend. Why?
Slice open, you see his sweaty chest.
Okay. You saw the sweaty chest. There was no build to it. It was just, it was there.
And like the teeniest peenie that he's ever wielded. But
that's gotta go with a 0.
I'm going 0.
But now,
you could totally see his dick, by the way.
Oh my god, right? Here's the thing. Like, it felt like they found a way to kind of like, they were like, look, we need an action sequence, but we also need to kind of train up, you know, Shatner for this next episode. Right. So why don't we just, you know, kind of throw that into the episode, but he's actually learning how to throw shit or throw people. So it's like, you know, hey, kill two birds with one stone. Because he's going to need this skill for when he goes up against the Gorn, maybe.
Yeah, the action, I'm going with a flat out.
It's like they brought on the trainer from, like, you know.
It's a zero. It's a zero.
Set, and it was just like, just do some shit with him.
Just fucking judo throw him. I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
just, can I get paid, please?
What are you guys' final thoughts on this episode?
This episode sucks.
It really did, didn't it?
Someone pointed this out. Somebody pointed this out to me. Did this even air in the original run of the series?
Yes, it did.
Did it?
It was one of the first episodes that aired, bro.
God, I'm so glad that was one of the first.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad it got better.
Oh, God. Uhura's singing was just nauseating, dude.
Yeah, I was a little confused by
that. The Starship Enterprise!
All right, so this episode...
There was a last category in there?
Hostiles, aliens.
Oh, zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
So that doesn't make no difference in my score. Sorry.
Wait,
Wizard of Oz Farthead is the only alien in the entire series.
or we could argue that Charlie X is the because.
But he's like the lamest villain ever.
He's really horrible.
He's like, disappear out of existence.
There's a scene where like he literally comes up off the like he comes onto the bridge. He's just like, I can make you all vanish, just so you know. Bye. And like he sits down.
Yeah,
in a chair.
But he walks. He literally walks. He's like, I can make you all vanish. Bye.
Give me a hot pocket, bro.
It's just like all he ever does is just like stare or just whine like a little bitch.
So he's basically like Anakin Skywalker.
And that leaves him at a zero, in my opinion.
Yeah, it leaves him and as soon as you mentioned Anakin Skywalker, that's gonna make it a zero. So today's score.
Yes.
Is
please tell me.
24.5 points out of 100.
Yay!
So he's got a 24.5% F.
Yes.
F. This episode.
You fail.
Gets an F. Which means, ironically, it is really funny to watch. I had a good time watching it.
F is for funny. Yeah.
F is for funny.
Also for fucking horrible.
This is.
Trust me, if you're trying to get somebody to watch Star Trek, avoid this episode like the fucking plague. Once you've gotten them steeped into Star Trek, then go back and watch
it. I will argue this, though. If you're just a regular guy trying to get somebody into Star Trek, yes, avoid it. But if you've got a bag of weed, then you're in for a good time, my friend.
Oh, my God.
If you got a stoner buddy and you're just like, let's smoke up and watch some Star Trek, this is an amazing episode.
Or play the Star Trek drinking game.
It's like, dude, he fucking turned into a lizard. What the fuck, man?
He could have fucked her, but he turned her into a lizard.
I would have fucked her. God.
Every other woman looks like Tina. You look like you.
You look like Tina.
Tina loves butts.
Tina, come here and eat some ham, you fat lard.
Eat some ham.
I'm thinking of the Tina from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, I know you are. I'm thinking of the Tina from fucking Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, my God. Well, is that it?
I mean, that's pretty much all we have like time for Star Trek.
Oh.
So, let's see. We'll start with plugs. Colin, you can, since you made the noise.
Well, I host a little show called Boldly Going Nowhere. And coincidentally, I film it with the people sitting at this table.
And we know that because the commercial was messed up.
Wait, I'm sorry, did I just fucking say film? Whoops! Even I fucked that one up.
Or maybe, anyway, maybe...
Watch our podcast with your ears.
Watch
our podcast
with your ears. Anyway, I also, I handle the, Castway Studios Twitter page, so if you ever want to tweet at us an idea or something like that, you'll more than likely be talking to me, so, hey.
Yeah, he's really, like...
Keep it civil, keep it fresh.
Colin really is the glue that holds us all together.
He's the cream filling.
Only just.
He's the cream filling to our wonderful hostess.
Hostess Twinkie.
Sean, you could say that we are the
you're the sponge cake, I am the creamy filling.
Yes, he is.
We're the quiche and he's the cream fresh.
He's the cream fresh.
Cream fresh.
Cream fresh. All right. So where can we find you, Brian, on the the web?
On Twitter. Twitter.com/bmassey1987. And you can also find me on First Time Failures with this guy right here.
Hi.
Which is a video game podcast. And you can find me on One Drunk Geek, which I'm going to try and shoot sometime soon this year, which should be fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're gonna get new episodes
sometime
out.
In 2016.
Yes.
Well, the thing is like we have an episode ready to go, but it's holiday special. So
what's really funny is we have everybody from Drunk Geek here.
Yep.
We have the director producer.
Yay.
And we have the talent.
Yes. Yeah. Which would be you, Sean?
Yeah.
So you think we recorded an episode, but nope. You think we record right now, but no. We're just busy talking about Star Trek.
Yeah. Plus, but there's no beer, so.
That too. Excelsior!
Excelsior! Right. So I'm going to go ahead and plug mine. So it'll be, I'm at Twitter, Sean L. Holmes.
Plug it, girl.
SEANLHOLMES.
Girl, that's so good.
And that's on Twitter.
On Twitter. Oh, where's Diane when we need her?
Twitter.
Or send us a tweet.
She's somewhere around.
No,
here.
Don't wake her.
No, don't wake her.
Okay,
she's sleeping. It's the weekend.
She went to bed late today. She went to bed at 5:30.
But Diane. Okay, you can go back to sleep. Anyway,
that was not cool. Now she's gonna wake up in the middle of the night. She's gonna be all cranky, and I'm gonna have to put her back to bed.
God damn it, Diane.
Oh, my God, is Ilias...
No.
And,
No. Okay. So, anyway...
Go back to bed, Grandma.
Is Bowley going nowhere?
No. Prime Directive, yo!
Is a great show for that we host on Thursdays.
Yes, we do.
And that's fun.
You should listen to that.
Stuff. You should listen to that.
But only after listening to this fine podcast, The Prime Directive.
The Prime Directive.
Yes.
I am the captain.
I'm the first officer.
And I'm disposable red shirt.
You're an ensign.
No, redhead, Colin. Redhead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Redhead. Oh.
I like it.
Okay.